Blinds.com is kicking off the savings early with Black Friday mega deals all month long. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. It's a busy season. Skip the long lines or waiting around all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing on quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. And you can get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Black Friday mega deals all month long at Blinds.com. Get up to 45% off site-wide, plus premium doorbusters, and a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Going for two. Snap. Burrow in the pocket. Burrow. Soft toss. It is incomplete. Right side throw to Hudson. Fall to the turf. The Ravens stop the Bengals. 35-34. Baltimore in front with 38 seconds to play.
What was the thought process on the two-point conversion?
Came here to win. I'm here to win.
All right, everybody. Good afternoon. I'm feeling a little bit better.
Pace, hold on.
My voice is a tiny bit better.
Stop right there. I'm gonna suggest something here. You get very excited doing the show. You're very passionate about what you do. You like to get your points across. I feel like I'm talking to you the way I would if we were heading to a party as 18-year-olds at Syracuse, and you were ready to drink copious amounts of alcohol and possibly do some illicit drugs.
Yep.
I would have two words of advice.
You know me well.
I would have two words of advice for you. I would say, pace yourself. And that is the advice I'm going to give you with your voice today. I will cede the floor back to you. Pace yourself. I do not need you sounding like a spoon that went into the garbage disposal like you did yesterday by the end of the show.
We can't talk about Steelers Commanders without talking about Ravens Bengals last night and whether or not we got what we wanted in this game and whether or not we feel better or worse about the Steelers in the second half of the season after watching that game. I mean, there are tons of just things about what happened that are interesting and are still probably relevant to Steelers fans, but because it was an AFC North barn burner with a dramatic ending, mm-hmm. with one team that is now nipping at the Steelers' heels in the division, who we'll see next week, and the other is the team that's come closest to winning the Super Bowl in the last few years with Joe Burrow, we have to address this game. And I jinxed the Bengals last night. I sent out a tweet that the game was over, ripping Lamar Jackson, and then he went on to have the best fourth quarter of his career.
Yeah, he went completely insane.
He had three touchdowns and a perfect passer rating, so I did it again. I put the Malojki on the Bengals the same
ridiculous.
Way I put the Malojki on Kyle McCord before Syracuse played.
And people
Pitt.
Told you, I think people told you even before things completely went off the rails for Cincinnati, they told you, what are you doing? And you still didn't listen.
Well, at that point, what do I do? Delete the tweet? Take it down?
No, I respect that you never delete them. Or if you've the number of tweets I've seen you delete, I could count on like two hands.
But somebody could still get a screenshot
sure.
of it.
Here's the thing.
That was my thought in the moment.
So you know I had to do TV last night, so I missed like a chunk of the game. And I missed when the game got really insane, basically, with the fumble.
Insane in the membrane?
Yes. I didn't get to actually watch that part of the game. I know something that you have tweeted something bad when all I see are people in my mentions saying it's time for Pony Damas, asking me to post the picture. Mm. Folks, let me just tell you, if you want to be your own troll, you can take the picture, right-click, save it, put it on your phone, hold your thumb on, save Pony Damas for yourself, and send it to him. But the game, you asked me for like a takeaway, a thought.
No, I didn't. I asked you if you think it's if you feel better or worse about the Steelers now after that game.
I feel a little worse.
Really?
But I have the pendulum has not been swinging wildly back and forth. It's been right on each side of the line here. Because here's the takeaway I initially had, and I think a lot of people probably feel at least somewhat this way. When you watch two teams, in the Bengals' case, it's just Burrow's pure passing ability, his toughness too. He took a ton of hits. I was talking to somebody last night who just said, man, this guy gets beat up out there. You see what
he gets no calls.
You see what? Yeah, well, there's two missed penalties on the last on the 2-point conversion play. When you see what Chase is capable of after the catch, it's why I still feel like on a lot of days he's the best receiver in the league. He was unreal last night. He already, by the way, we have him in fantasy in our work league. We're sitting pretty, my friend. And Seth, the team we're playing, we are burying Seth and his chumps who were first place not for long.
All of a sudden, the MILF Hunter is not getting the last laugh
here.
Seth Lundy.
Yeah. Anyway.
Take that, you cougar-loving freak.
Really? That sounds judgmental.
Sorry.
Anyways. Anyway, so I would take like how great they were on offense, the response immediately when it looked like the game was going to get away from them, and I'd take what Jackson did, which is just run around and make unbelievable plays over and over and over again. And I would say, man, that just, it feels hard to watch that and say, yes, my team, as good as they have played offensively, my team can do that too. But then I have to leaven that with this. That was, and it's not usually the case, especially when the Ravens are involved, that was a game that also matched up two horrible defenses. Like, we are not used to saying that with A, the AFC North, and B, definitely Baltimore. Their own best corner, I think, Marlon Humphrey, pro's pro, said after the game, we can't keep doing what we're doing. What's that song? Can't live in long, ain't living long like this.
I've never heard that one before.
It's a country song. I don't know, but that's a good song. Anyway, he said we can't keep playing this way because he knows that they're not just going to be able to tap the Lamar Jackson, the red button that says Lamar Jackson gets you out of jail car button over and over again. They're not just going to be able to hit the cheat code every single time. And so it makes me think that the Steelers, who do have some of their defensive issues right now with the running game, but overall I think are a better defense than either of these two, could slow these offenses down more than they failed to slow each other down last night. So at first I was going to say, even as we came on the air here, man, it makes me feel worse. I did say that. But the more I've thought about it, the more I think that if we get the Steelers we've got in the last two games, they absolutely can beat these teams because there is no defense being played by either
one of them. I've always thought they could beat these teams, but your big thing that you've tried to say almost on a daily basis when we're trying to sort through teams and figure out where the Steelers fit on the AFC's totem pole is you keep saying that the Ravens are better. They can't be better with this defense. They cannot win a Super Bowl with this defense. They can't.
I definitely don't think they can win a Super Bowl with a defense that looks like this. No, I don't think that that's possible.
And I can't say of the Steelers' offense, defense, or special teams, with this, they can't win.
The Ravens have given up 400 or more yards to three of their last four opponents. The only one that didn't crack that number is Denver, which I think you would agree with me resembles last year's Steelers. They're just kind of an impotent passing offense.
That's a smoke and mirrors team.
Right.
With a very good defense.
The Browns gave him a good famous Jameis game and got 401 yards. The Buccaneers put up 481 on them in a crazy shootout.
Yes, and these are things I've been trying to tell you, and why is it finally sinking in? Why is it finally now that you're like,
I never thought the Steelers couldn't beat them.
Blinds.com is kicking off the savings early with Black Friday mega deals all month long. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. It's a busy season. Skip the long lines or waiting around all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing on quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. And you can get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Black Friday mega deals all month long at Blinds.com. Get up to 45% off select styles. Plus, score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. That's up to 45% off and a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
But they're just a more well-rounded team than them.
That doesn't always matter in the NFL. High-end offensive teams often have, in recent years, as the rules have come to favor offense more and more, have absolutely beaten quote-unquote well-rounded teams.
Okay, I'm sure one of those Chiefs teams was great offense led by MVP Patrick Mahomes and mediocre defense. It was not suck-ass defense. Ravens are bottom of the barrel.
No, they're definitely playing suck-ass defense now.
They're pathetic defensively, Chris.
Well, here's the other thing. Are the Steelers geared to beat them in the way you need to, though, which is to be willing to pass the ball 40 to 45, if not 50 times? Because that was the Bengals' game plan, and they could do it because Burrow is who he is. They are number one in the league in rush yards allowed.
Yeah, that's because nobody feels like they need to run the ball against them. Okay. Why run when you can just throw it at will?
Fair enough.
And they have the quarterback to throw it at will.
I just said that.
Yes.
Do you think Mike Tomlin would be willing to tell Arthur Smith, let's pass the hell out of this
thing? I don't think he was born yesterday.
But he loves running the ball. And it's his ethos. It's his, like, MO.
Yeah, but he also had teams with Ben where they would chuck it 40 to 50 times, and that was
because... So do you feel like the Russ Wilson factor is close to the Ben factor?
Clearly I do, because I'm in the process of telling you that after watching that game, I feel better about the Steelers. I feel better about them in the grand scheme of things, and if you want to localize it, which we like to do on this show, I feel better about them in the AFC North.
Are you glad in the end that the Bengals lost KOs them a little bit closer?
No, that's not the result that I wanted, because I wanted more of a gap and more distance between them and the standings and the Ravens. But overall quality of team right now, the Steelers are better, even with Lamar Jackson having a better year than he did last year when he won the MVP. Their defense is just putrid. It is pathetic.
The worst I've seen in a long time for them, if not ever, at least under Harbaugh. I can't remember a worse defense that they've had. Dead last in pass defense every major category.
This thing where there's this subset or percentage of Steelers fans, Roethlisberger did this on his podcast. Well, I can't put the Steelers in the same sentence as the Ravens yet. Well, can you now? Seven?
No one's going to do it until the Steelers play them in 2 weeks and beat them. That's when people would do it.
I think
if that were to happen, people would do it.
What do you mean? You just did it now. You said you think the Steelers are better than them.
I think the Steelers can beat them. Did I say the actual phrase, I think they are better than? No, I'm serious. I didn't know that I would have actually said that.
Put your bona fides out there. You don't think that they're better than the Ravens?
I think
their offense isn't as good, but their defense is so much better than their defense.
Let me ask you something. We like to do a lot of things. We localize stories on this show. We do all sorts of stuff.
I just said that, yes.
I just said that you just said that.
Why did you have to remind people of what I said 2 minutes ago?
It's a rhetorical device, B. Arthur. That's what somebody said you sound like today. Your voice has improved. Now you sound like B. Arthur.
I sound like an old lady from the Golden Girls?
Apparently. Was she the one obsessed with sex on the show that she was always supposed to be getting it in?
I don't know. Ask Seth. He probably...
Well, that's Blanche.
No, that's Blanche. God almighty. Anyway.
He always has a tissue box handy for that show.
Wait, stop. Why did you have to go
It's an emotional show. It's a tearjerker.
Wait.
If you catch my drift.
Unbelievable. What are you doing here? Also, isn't B. Arthur's her real name? Did she play Blanche?
Okay, enough about the characters in the Golden Girls
here. We like to talk about how we pay attention. We don't just dismiss point spreads, right? Whenever Vegas sets a line, we pay attention to it.
Yeah.
Okay. If the Steelers beat the Commanders and are 7-2, taking on the Ravens next week in Pittsburgh,
yep.
What do you actually think the line will be?
I think Baltimore will be like a 1.5-point favorite.
Okay. So that would tell me
that's pretty much a coin flip.
That would tell me then, because the game is here, that you'd probably still put a little bit of breathing room in between Baltimore and them, Baltimore ahead of them in the way most people view them, because I think people are biased towards offense and the fact that Baltimore is rostering a guy who is very soon going to be the 2-time MVP or the 3-time and 2-time defending MVP.
Yeah.
So I do think that makes a difference for people. That's why I'd probably put a little bit of daylight between the Ravens and the Steelers till I see the Steelers close that gap when they actually play them. But like the upshot for me is more that last night, I didn't come away from that game thinking anything other than these are two great offenses, but two massively flawed defenses, and you can absolutely beat a massively flawed defense.
And so that makes them closer to average teams if you just...
Correct. You know who's a juggernaut that I don't think the Steelers could beat today, tomorrow, or the next
Detroit?
Day? Yes. You know why? Fifth-ranked scoring defense, top-scoring offense.
Yeah.
That's a complete football
Okay. game. Well, thank goodness for us, they're in the other conference, so we don't have to debate something that won't happen unless we get to February in the Super Bowl. But as someone that wanted the Bengals to win the game, as someone that called a Bengals win prematurely, as someone that hates the Ravens, I still came out of that game with a good feeling, not because I'm just in the mood to pander and put a positive spin on everything. It's just my honest opinion that the Ravens are incredibly vulnerable. And we don't have this. Last year, they had a defense that led the league in sacks, fewest points allowed, and fewest yards given up. That had not happened since the 85 Bears. They've gone from that to this, and to make matters worse, they might not have Kyle Hamilton, who's their version of Polamalu, this Sunday. How about that?
Yeah,
then you really got to feel like you can do whatever the hell you want against them. Rush should throw for 400 if he feels like it.
Well, I mean, that's why they gave up the 70-yarder to Chase, because the other safety had no idea what he was doing.
Two one-play scoring drives for Cincy last night.
I know.
And they still lost.
I mean, I even think it's a good sign that their best sack artist is a 33-year-old guy.
Kyle Van Noy.
Yes. I think that they are gettable, and I didn't know if I felt that way until I saw a couple of these sieve-like defensive performances of late.
And that has to color your outlook and expectations for the rest of the season.
It makes me feel like the Steelers shouldn't go in there. I'm not going to go in there no matter what happens against Washington unless the whole team gets injured.
Win the division. Get a home playoff team. You're better than these guys.
Beat them at home in two Sundays. You're better. You should be better than them at home.
How are you feeling about the Steelers? I know you watched, guys, or I know you listened here to the Ravens and Bengals, that crazy ending and that insane game, 412-928-9370. How does it make you feel about the Steelers and their chances going into this matchup with Washington? Are you ready to say right now, definitively, declaratively, that the Steelers are better than the Ravens and should win the AFC North? 412-928-9370. That's 412-928-9370. Seth has a headline, and we're right back with your calls.
Blinds.com is kicking off the savings early with Black Friday mega deals all month long. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. It's a busy season. Skip the long lines or waiting around all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing on quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. And you can get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Black Friday mega deals all month long at Blinds.com. Get up to 45% off select styles. Plus, score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. That's up to 45% off and a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.